from somebody.
So he does not know the Rosh is the person. Rosh is the person who told us al the Eindel Ma. You now learn from a Rosh. Shaiyde Hatamim Yesh Chilik the Isra.
What does that mean? Shaiyde Hatamim.
When you know the reasons. When you know the reasons, then Yesh Chilik the Isra Hechter V'dinim Memoynas Liskas Ulchayev V'Tahiras L'Tam Ulatayer. Kidiyam Mekam Mekamus My Time My Time. What's the reason? Omar Hachi. Omar Omar Hachi. V'Omar My Benayu. Ikim Benayu Kach Kach. Is this an amazing Rashi? It's a beautiful Rashi. Rashi is going to give you a whole tour. The Arum, what is an Arum? That's a previous Gemara. What is an Arum? Shashamea eskoiloi, shoyne mishni yosef. An Arum is a person who makes believe he knows everything. A person who hears his voice, shoyne mishni yosef. Kisavar who shusha baki bitamem, vinoigim by kavo kitalmini chachamim. In Arum, Arum is a faker. This is a faker. A person. Why would a person want to make with it as a talmud chacham? Because he gets covered.
Oh, I see.
A person, because he's sitting in the front. He's sitting in the front. He's untied. Okay.
How does he trick people by learning?
By making believe he knows. He says of Mamari Chazal.
You mean he learns?
He says of Mamari Chazal. Yeah. He shuckles, and he says over Mamari Chazal. So people who pass by, they think he's a very talmud chacham. And what do? They give him covet. Okay. So they think it's garnished. Okay. Vayit Gemara. Next piece of Gemara. Vayit. Nachum of Gemara says, "It my korvishon leshim shalom lechamer v'lozim mehamiza."
Sorry. Where are we up to?
We want to welcome to the basement. Shalom Rabbeinu. We're in the Chavei Zamed Aleph. Chavei Zamed Aleph. We're a few lines down. We'll start over again on review. But not doing the Rashi's anymore. Itmar Kodav Shalom. The second line. Itmar Kodav Shalom. The Lo Yishimei Shalom Edi Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer Omer Harayze Amoritz. Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Shmuel Shulam Nachman Yom Harayze Bur. Rabbi Yali Yom Harayze Kusi. So we only learned one thing tonight. It was kedai to know the Rashi Tevas. If you learn Torah and you're not Mishamish Talmidei Chachamim, we have three different opinions. Amo Oretz, Ayin, Beis, Chof. Ayin, Beis, Chof.
Ayin is Amoretz,
Beis is a boar. And Chof is a kusi. Ayin, so what is Ayin, Beis, Chof? What's the gematria of Ayin, Beis, Chof? 70. Ayin, Beis, Avichal and Aleph. Ayin Beis Chaf. 70 is 92. 92. What's the significance of 92? Eliezer, how many men did Avraham Avinu take with him? 93. It's one less than 93. It's very important. What is the significance of the number 93? 93 is a very significant number, you should know. It's a very significant number. Ayin is 70. Chaf is 20. 70 is 90, and Beis is 2. 92. What is the significance of 92? So let me tell you right now what the significance is. Give me half a second to pull it up. The number 92, I wrote this all down in my computer, all the numbers. 92, here we go. No, 93, I mean 93. 93 is a very significant number.
This isn't 93, this is
92. I know, but... Okay, in the Beis HaMikdash, how many times does it say Hashem's name in Sefer Ezra Nehemiah?
93 times.
93 times. 93 times. How many? 93 times. How many Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash?
93 times.
We were there in the Beis HaMikdash. How many Kalim were there in the Beis HaMikdash? 93. What are the Kalim for? Why were there 93 Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash connected the 93 times that it says Hashem's name, or the other way around? There were 93 Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash that they needed to do the avoida of all the korbanos of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The avoida is the shimush of the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Nice.
You have Isa?
Very nice.
The avoida, I'm telling you, Dvarim, you're not going to hear this by Eli Stefanski. There are 93 Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash that were koilel the ganze avoid of the whole year. So the Gemara, Yerushalmi, there were 93 Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, and there were 90. Why? Because connected the 93 times Hashem name appears in Sefer Ezra Nehemiah. The Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash are the tools to be Meshamesh, the Ribbono Shel Olam, a Talmud that learns Torah and learns Mishnayis, but it's not Mishamesh Talmidei Chachamim, because the Talmud Chacham is doimed to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Es L'Rabois Talmidei Chachamim. You're not Mishamesh. Ayin. Amo Oretz. Bor is a Beis. And Chof is Akusi. The Gematria of the Rosh Tevis is 92. You're lacking Shemush. 93 is the Yesoid of Shemush. The 93 Kalim which you used to serve Hashem HaKavonis. You like the Vart?
Yeah.
It's a good Vart. If I would tell you that the Chassam Sofer says it, you would say, oh, Gevaldik. Now I tell you the Ben Yoyoda says it, Gevaldik. But if I told you who says this, you're not going to be happy. Okay? It was Kedai to wake up today and wait a whole day just to come to that Vart. I'm sure Lehman, you agree with me? Where's Rabbi Shaul Lehman? Where'd he go? Where'd he go? Where did Rebbe go?
Then let's continue.
Next, Shtickle Gemara. That was a good Vart. Rabbi Yanim Rabbi Achab, Rabbi Yanim Harizah, Mogush. Oh, wait a minute. It's not a good Vart. It's not a good Vart because there's another person over here. There's a magician. I made a mistake. It's not a good Vart because it says over there there's a Mogush. I made a mistake. How come you didn't correct me? You learned this before. Mogush.
Sorcerer.
He's a sorcerer. No, he's a sorcerer. Okay, Rashi, Mechashif, Oiches,
it's
a name, the goodness of
Lavavas.
Right,
he's
a fourth opinion.
An illusion.
An illusionary. He's a faker, a phony. He's a mogush, like a magician. A magician who makes believe, Rashi.
Mechashif usually has to do with
a sorcerer.
Then you have somebody.
Oiches, there's a name. Fine, whatever it is. Right in the Gemara. Next one. I'm not Nachman Yitzchak. Mistava can be Acha by Yaakov. It's Luchari.
Wait a second. Yeah, real quick. Someone that's not Shemesh Tam Kumi, he's like a mogush.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's a mogush. So my word is not such a good word because there's another number. There's a mogush. So the halacha l'maisa, it's kedai to remember there are four different types of categories of what a person that learns is not mishamish talmidei chachamim. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak mistava can be Acha by Yaakov. Why the other entry? Rotin migusha v'loyada v'loyada. My, what does that mean exactly? What does that expression over here mean? Look at Rashi first. Rotin targum choiver choiver. It says in the pasuk, the oivi doini. There's a choiver choiver, a person who practices witchcraft. Choiver choiver, and the translation of the targum unkelis for choiver choiver is a rogish. Rogish Rashi choiver choiver. Who mogush loichesh loichesh? What is a mogush? A moichesh, he whispers. Hamachashef es luchashef. He whispers his incantations. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by the toe. That's part of the incantation. Okay. Ve'ena meven ma'hem. Ma peirusham. Elakach ma'aseim shamachashves bo al yidei oisam halachashem v'machashves bo. The witchcraft comes through mumbling these nonsense words. That's the way it goes. These lachash. Lachash is some type of nonsense where you go and you say these words, you're able somehow to tap in to the koichos of tumma and to the shindalids. You know what a shindalid is? You know what a shindalid is? A shade. Okay, you're not supposed to say the word shade. Rabbi Shmimin never says the word shade. He always says shindalid. He says shindalids, the shindalids. So therefore
you also, Yashki, he calls him Mr. J.
The Samach Mem. You're not supposed to say the name,
also,
you say, you're right.
So when he mentioned about Yashki, it says Mr. J.
Mr. J?
I wouldn't, JC, Mr. JC.
I wouldn't call him, who says he's a mystery? He's probably a transgender.
JC, okay, next.
No, Shlomi?
Nee.
Mistama, he was one of those, no?
Nee.
In this society, fine. Rogish, Mugush, Voloyodamai.
What does Rotten mean?
Means, rotten, Magusha, a rotten Magusha means these people, the person who's a Chover Chover and a Magusha, Magusha Voloyodamai Amar. Their Magusha means they go and they mumble words and they don't know what they're saying. The Zelbazach, a person who learns Torah and can memorize Mishnayis and doesn't have any comprehension of what it means, he was not Mishamesh Talmidei Chachamim. I remember when I was a child, there was a mice with an Ilui Shabachar. He memorized Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, an Ilui. And he went to a big gadol to be tested. And he mamish, he just came out of his mouth all the Mishnayis, Baal Bam. And then the Rosh Yeshiva said to him, tell me, Masechta Mi'ila, what is Mi'ila? What is the topic of the Masechta? So he said, like, you have a baby, and they take the knife, and they cut off the Orla.
Man.
Really, that's...
Oh, bro.
Yeah, because the kid, he memorized the words. He had a photographic memory, but he had no clue of what it said in the Mishnah.
Nee.
It's a very big busha chlima. Zelbazach. If you go and you memorize, you learn, but you don't go to Talmidei Chacham to really understand what you're learning, that is called a magusha.
Right.
A magusha, he says, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger by the toe, and all of a sudden a person disappears. Vaita.
Vaita
Rabbanan. Zeu Amoritz. Nothing more. What is called Amoritz? Kol She'ini Kodi Kriya Shema Shachris Yarvis. Bebir Chay Secha. Woohoo! Devre Meir. A person does not say Kriya Shema. Bebir Chay Secha. With the brachas. There are seven brachas. You say every day of Kriya Shema, 3 in the morning, 4 at night, for a grand total of 7. V'chachamim oimrim kol she'ena maniach tefillin. Benazai oimer kol she'en loy tzitzis bebigdoi. Does not wear tzitzis on his garments. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef oma kol she'yesh loy bonim. This is unbelievable. V'einon megadlon lelumay toira. Achedim oimrim afilu koyev v'shoda v'lo yishimish al midicham. That's our Gemara.
Don't you find something in puzzling? Achem oimer is Rameir. We just said what Rameir said.
So who we said?
It's a Tosis. Someone told me it's a Tosis.
Gvalde.
That asks this
question. Yeah, what is the answer? Yeah.
Gvalde. There could be it's the same person.
Wait, where's Rabbi Dura?
So one Teretz says he was Chayzer.
Yeah.
The other Teretz, Achemri, means that's when while he was learning by under
Acher. Acher.
And before Rameir, that's before he learned under
Acher. Wow. Murudik.
The
Bible just
says he can't remember.
You hear the Kasha? It says Achem is Rameir. Here it says the two opinions, Rameir and Achem. So he says that one was when Rameir was learning by himself before he was influenced by Elisha ben Avuya.
Acher means
Acher? Acher means Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir went and he studied by Elisha bar Avuya. So we don't want to say that he got influenced from him. So we call Rameir,
him Acher. That's not the reason why. The end of Ayri is it says the reason why. Rabbeinu, they call them like that because you want to take away the Nasir for one day from Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yonah Nassi's father.
So they demote his covet.
Okay.
They demote his covet. Okay, let's go weiter. You're very good. Very fascinating. He knows all the stuff. He knows everything. He should give the shir. Next, let's say Kodav Lashana. Now, this time is not like we learned above. If you learn only Chumash, you know Tanakh, but Veloyisha, you don't know Mishnah, so raise the boor. Loy Kodav Lashana. Let's say garnished. You don't know how to read a pasuk. And you don't know Mishnayis all over because of Omer, Vizarati is based Yisrael, the Esbase you the Zera Adam Zera Behema. I will seed the Jewish people, the Esbase Yehuda, Zera Adam, the Pasuk is Makish, the seed of man to the seed of animals. The Pasuk makes a hekesh between the two to go say that a Rachmana Litzlon, if a person does not know anything, does not know Pasuk in Chumash, he's really no different than the cats that walk down the street in Flappish. Let's see what it says over here in Rashi. Rashi, Tani Tana. V'yavze Tana Shloshimish V'talmud Shoynem Mishnasayt Eino Yideh Mahu. Okay, Tani Tana, Nachmud. V'yavze Tana. This also learned the same thing I'm reading in Rashi. Shloshimish V'talmud Shoynem Mishnasayt Eino Yideh Mahu. A person that was not Mishamish is Rebbe in learning. He's shoinim b'shnasa ve'eni yudei hima. He doesn't. I don't know what he means in the Rashi. Ezer am aritz next Rashi. Shenech shad ala taharos v'ala ma'isros u'muktzok magay tamei. Okay, so this brayso when it says what is called an amaritz, Rashi explains we l'may nafgamina what an amaritz is.
Right.
The nafgamina is that demai. You're not allowed to go eat from his food. Kashrus. Okay, any day neck. That's nafgamina v'ala ma'isros u'muktzok magay tamei. Whatever he touches is tamei. A person who comes to shul and he says Kriya Shema Birchei Secha, if he touches your food, you don't have to assume that it's tamei. And you could eat in his house, you could assume that it was mafresh chumas and maestres. But if he doesn't come to shul to say Kriya Shema, then you have nichayish, the food is not kosher. Next. That's really the next piece of Gemara. That's the next Gemara. Vaita. The Gemara does not give right. We're makish zera adam to zera behema. You don't learn anything. You're like an animal. Next. Yorei es Hashem bini. Pasuk Mishlei. On the side of the Gemara is Beis. Mishlei chavdal chavalef. Yorei es Hashem bini. Vomelech. Im shoinim altis orev. What does this pasuk mean? So the Gemara is now going to Darshan. Who's speaking? Shlomo HaMelech is speaking. And he's giving instructions to his offspring. and he's telling them, fear Hashem, b'ni. Umelech, fear the king. V'im shoinim, and if they change, al tisorev, do not mix. In other words, if the melech, this was a prophecy, shaloimai ha-melech nu, that his seed, there would be kings that would come from his zera that would go off the derech. Namely, Ochoz was terrible. Ochoz was really, really bad. Menashe, Omoin, even Tzidkiyo, according to one opinion. Okay, and Yehoyakim. The main one that really went off the path very bad was Ochoz. And Chizkiyahu, he did Chizkiyahu B'Shuva, he dragged... Menashe was later. Chizkiyahu was the son of Ochaz. Ochaz was the pits. And when Ochaz died, Chizkiyahu took his dead body and he dragged it in the street to make a public statement, I am not going to be like my father. I'm not like him. Don't think that
That's one shot, but I remember learning the pshat because it was a
public statement to society. You better do teshuva. He dragged him on a mita shel chavolim as a way of being mivaze his father for many reasons.
One of the three things were moided to
one of the things they were moided
to Chizkiyahu.
So now, so he gave there for
sure. But Chizkiyahu was the son of Achaz.
Yes. Yeah. And Chizkiyahu's son was Menashe. And then
and
was
Rav Shaka, but Rav Shaka died at a very young age.
They were two twins.
I don't know about twins.
They were twins, Rav Shaka and Menashe. Sure. They were brothers. Rav Shaka and Menashe, he knows everything, this guy. Yiras Hashem b'ni v'melech v'im. Now let's say v'im shoinim. Let's say the king goes off the derech. He becomes woke. If the melech becomes woke, altis orev, don't mingle with him. Don't go to the Hanukkah party in the White House of a melech that is woke. That's what it says over here. If the melech is normal, you can go to the Hanukkah party in the White House. Yeah. But if the melech is a meshugana, shoinim, has these crazy things that are connected to Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach. The Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach, that's always the litmus test. Yeah. When you have a melech in the veldt, you have to ask yourself, are they in violation of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach? And unfortunately, there's a gedder of arayos. Arayos is one of the Zayin Mitzvah Noyach. When a person is trying to take away the gedder of an erva in the most fundamental way, this is the gresta pirtza in arayos. Weiter. Next, Amar Yitzchak Elu Sheshoinim Halachos. This refers to he told his son. The Gemara is making a drosha. Shloimei Hamelach told his children, don't hang out with people that learn Mishnayis or Sheshoinim Halachis. Why not? They don't know.
That's not what Rashi says.
Let's see Rashi. Sheshoinim Halachis Sheloi Shimshu L'Talmidei Chacham V'lo Hikpidu Al Tameh HaMishnayis. They just repeat the Mishnayis. They did not learn the Tameh HaMishnayis.
By going to a Talmid Chacham and learning.
If you go, don't go hang out with people that the level of their learning, of their knowledge, is they memorize Mishnayis and they don't understand what the reason of the Mishnayis are.
Okay.
The Gemara is Pshita, of course. Look at Rashi, Pshita, the Hachi Hu, El B'mayim Nidu Shei Ilav V'Hachi. Of course. The Pasuk says, Yirei Hashem as Hashem B'ni, fear Hashem, Umelech, and fear the king of Klal Yisrael, the leaders, V'im Shoinim, and with people that are Shoinim, they just memorize the Mishnayis superficially and do not understand the depth of the reasoning of the Mishnayis, Altis Arev. Do not mingle with these people.
Okay.
Yitzhak, Elu Shoshonim Rahalachas, Fregdim Rapshit, of course you should not. And the Ramah the same, Shoinim Bechait. Maybe what it means is, that's not Shah on the Pasuk, it means do not hang out with people that are sinners. The people that memorize Mishnayis and do not know the reasoning behind the Mishnayis, they're not so bad. They're not sinners.
So how does Shoinim come to Chait?
Shoinim means to repeat. Shoinim means to repeat. So from the context, it means bad people. Uchravhuna, Demravhuna, Kevon Shavu Adam Aveira. If you do an Aveira one time,
totally different shot.
Right. So therefore, when he said, it says in the pasuk, do not mingle. Al tisarev with Shoinim. What is the precise translation of the word Shoinim? It can mean either to learn,
or
it can mean to repeat. If it means to learn, then he's saying people who learn Torah superficially. If it means so, that's of course that's what it means. The Gemara says, no, that's not of course what it means, because maybe what it really means is people who repeat. What's so bad? What are they? Or they have OCD. What are they repeating? And for the Gemara, they repeat Averas. If you do an Avera one time, I know my friend Rabbi Shaul Zev Lobel, he once told me that if you do an Avera one time, Bishmir Sinayim, he told us to me, this is the Mesoira, in Shemayim, they let you get away with it. A second time?
No, there's a statement. It's a very, very true statement. The first time is for free, the second it costs money.
The first time for free?
First is for free, the second it already costs.
Where does that come from? This Gemara. Doing an Avera one time, you can't hold the person accountable. Ain tzaddik bo'aretz asher yaseh toiv v'lo yechet. But once you do it the first time, you know what you're up against, and now you have to take precautions. Sechor sechor amr l'nozir. Karma al tikraf. Once you nichshol one time, now you gotta make sure it never happens again. What's the difference between a wise man and a fool? The only difference is everyone makes mistakes. The wise man does not repeat his mistakes. A fool repeats his mistakes. A wise person knows not to go down that path again. So therefore, maybe when the pasuk says, do not mingle with shoinim, means people that are bali avera. But people who are not bali avera, and their only limitation is that they're just not big talmidei chachamim, they memorize mishnayis and they don't know the reason, they're not so terrible. You can hang out with them. The Gemara is the Yom Rafuna Kevin Chanon Avera Vishana Bahutra Aloy. You do an Avera more than one time, it's mutter. In Shemayim, they give you a permission. Frak the Gemara, ridiculous. Kamash Mulan. No, that's why that's not the Pshat. It's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that Shoinim means you're not allowed to hang out with people that are not Talmidei Chachamim. Don't make a mistake and think that when it says in the Pasuk...
Oh, I would have thought it's someone that repeats that.
Right, I know there's someone who repeats Averas.
But Kamashma, that
was... No, that you're not allowed to hang out even with people whose level of
reasoning.
Yes, because they're going to have a bad influence on you. Tanul in the Baisa. Hatanoim mivale oilam. People who are Tanoim. Now, what does the Gemara think now? We're dealing with the real Tanoim, the Helika Tanoim.
No, it doesn't mean.
They're the ones, they destroy the world. Frek the Gemara. What? Mevale Oilam Sal Gedaydach. Are you serious? There's no way in the world that can be the Pshah in the Gemara. Amravino, it means Shemoyr Halacha Mitoch Mishnasan. A Tanoim means a person who paskins the Halacha straight from the Mishnah. He does not look at the Noisei Kalim. He does not look at what it says in the Shach, the Taz, the Magen Avram. And he does not look at all the different Noisei Kalim. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash, Mr. Ron Goldberg. Welcome to the Beis Medrash. Okay.
Half time,
like the olden days. They used to call you halftime. They still call you. You come in the middle. Right? It's now 9:01. He came b'diyuk in the half. Right. We combine every half with the other half. Daf chabezam and aleph. Vayit amar vina shemoyin alochem tochem mishnas. A tana means a person who knows mishnayis, and when he asks him a shayla, you look in the mishnayis and he passes the halacha. Vayit. That's no good. You have to go into the depth of the matter. Tanya, the Rishon, Tanya, Yochem, Yishuv, Yochem, 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 Shenemar, halichois, a person who knows the halacha, oilam lo, he has oilam abo. Ella, what it means is shemur and halacha mitoch mishnasan. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi over here says halachois means mishnayos. Okay, mishnayos, pshita halachi yu el b'may nidusha yu labachi. Chutu loy, dum yu bein abduhu heter, the valley elam sagadaitach, amachim gomim l'acherim. Why are they in the valley? What harm do they cause? And the Gemara by Rashi, Shemoyin Halacha Mitoch Mishnasim Kamar Shemavano Ilam Beharos Tos. They destroy the world by paskening halachas incorrectly. And people are making mistakes in the world of halacha, and when the oilam depends upon halacha. Ein loy liakodosh baruchu bi'olamo eladalid amoy shel halacha. And if the halacha is not being performed correctly, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to come to the world. And if Hashem is not here, then the Welt is going to disappear. Weiter. The Gemara La davar she'ena doime. They make mistakes. The yod yesh mishnayis harbe. The many mishnayis the aminan ha'mani plainihu. The yichida. You notice these Rashi's are very unusual. These are very beautiful Rashi's. Sometimes when they paskin from a Mishnah, even though the Mishnah may be correct, but we don't paskin like that man da'amar because that is a das yachid. But less of chavos sevi. When you do have a machloikis tanoim, you don't know who to paskin like. They make mistakes. Okay, vayta halichos next Rashi. Hashoyne halachos. Hashoyne halachos oilom shel oilom sheloy bischusoy. I never heard this pshat before. Halichos oilom lo. I always thought it meant is a person who is halichos, who knows halacha oilom loy. He has earned his oilom haba. The world to come is his. You give me 22 minutes, we'll give you the world to come. You hear that before on the radio?
Next.
You give us 22 minutes, yeah, we'll wins, give you the we'll give you the world to come.
Yeah, they teach the Daf Yomi
in Mac. So Rashi says it's not the pshat. That's not what the pasuk means. Oilom lo Rashi says Hashoyin alochis oilom sheloy bischusoy. In his merit, the world continues to exist. Who says we're talking about the next world? We're talking about this world being sustained. You know, this world is a crazy place out there. It's a miracle that we get through every single day. How do we get through it? How does the world continue to exist when everyone's trying to destroy it? Obviously, there are some very holy people in whose merit the Ribbono Shel Olam has rachmanis upon us and the world continues to spin and exist. Like I'm sure Liman Shlit. There are certain people that in their schus the world exists. Next.
Mishnah
had Isha. Right. Now we go to the next piece of Gemara. Now we go back to some halacha. Now we go to Isha Perusha. So what did it say in the Mishnah? What did the Mishnah say about an Isha Perusha? What was Dr. Zot in the Mishnah? An Isha. I learned this. How come I don't know what it says over here? What's the quotation over here? Isha. Isha.
It's not a missionary problem.
Oh, right, that was part of the list. I'm sorry. An Isha, right, that was part of the list. A woman who is a Purusha destroys the world.
Yeah.
An Isha. What does it mean an Isha Purusha destroys the world? Turn up on the Berlin, Besula, Tsal Yonis. A woman who's not yet married, Tsal Yonis means she davens a lot. Now, what does it mean? Look at the Rashi. Rashi over here says, Tzal Yonis, Balas Tefillah. What do we mean over here by a Balas Tefillah? Like Tzoloisa. Tiskabel Tzoloisoin Uva Usoin. Tzoloisoin. You say this at the end of the Kaddish. Tzoloisoin means our prayer. So you have a woman who's a Baal Tefillah. What do we mean by Baal Tefillah over here? Tzoloisoin Tefillah. Yushalmi Yagirsa Besula Tzaymonis. Different gears. A very Shri Isha Shavdoi Besuleha. It means this woman, she fasts a lot, and it basically means that she.
Who
does,
says that?
The parish on the bottom over here.
That she fasts a lot.
It means of a woman that it's. She fasts. She's Isaac in different zachin, which.
Not
which
that
prayer are you explaining? Sal
Yonis. Sal Yonis. So Sal Yonis is related to the word prayer. Siloisoin. However, in this context, it's not a good thing. It means a woman who basically she causes her besulim to be lost.
Through fasting.
Oh, right. So when it says prayer, it doesn't really mean prayer. It means that she does. When people daven a lot, people who daven a lot, part of the chelik of tefillah, which today has been is a lost art, a chelik of the koyach of tefillah is to fast.
And through fasting, she can lose.
And through fasting, it causes a person to lose their besulim prematurely.
Wow.
So a woman. So what does she do? She engages in an example. A woman who does things to herself to cause her to lose her besulim. So now that she does not have besulim, she now feels that she has a license to be mezane. Because when she'll ultimately get married, and her husband will be with her,
and the husband will discover that she does not have vesulim, he's not going to be able to have any complaints. He'll say, I know, the reason why you do not have vesulim is because it was a davar yidua, because you do not have vesulim. So, in other words, the Gemara is saying a tremendous, incredible chiddush. So, in the half of the fellow, the Gemara is saying, the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam made it that a woman has besulim and are only lost after she has the first bia is a protection, is a technique the Ribbono Shel Olam put into the veld to prevent a woman from engaging in promiscuity.
How do you prevent?
Why? Because since the woman knows that she's going to ultimately get married, she's going to settle down, and then the husband's going to be with her, and the husband's going to discover that she does not have besulim. You were mezane with another man.
So that's going to prevent her.
So therefore, she doesn't want the whole headache. He's going to fight with her.
So that means if someone's fasting,
therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have to understand first the backdrop. Hashem created in this veld everything for a reason. Why are there tonsils? Why do people have wisdom teeth? Why did Hashem create the foreskin, the orla, if we anyway remove it? Everything that... That's the purpose. Why do we have tonsils? Why are there wisdom teeth? Why is there an appendix?
By the way, tonsils prevent from catching cold.
That's a nayazach. They only discovered this now. But everything that's in the human body has a purpose. Nothing is there by accident. Why did Hashem create a woman with besulim? Anyway, they're going to be gone. Anyway, when a woman gets married, she's going to lose the besulim.
Yeah.
So the besulim, why are they there? Why did Ribbono Shel Olam create a mensch? So the answer is, it was done on purpose in order to encourage a woman not to engage in promiscuous behavior.
That's by a woman. But what about
men?
A man? A man, there's no...
Yeah, what's the answer?
He has to...
As Torah. Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. Hashem gave man the tool to prevent to overcome the Yetzahara until he gets married.
So a second, so let's go back to the fasting.
So a woman, Hashem put in the Bria...
You
have to understand this principle. Hashem put in the Bria... Because this attack of Gvalda Gakasha. Why don't we go ask a scientist, why is it that a woman has besulim? What medical benefit is there that a woman has besulim? I don't know if I have an answer to this. Maybe they do have an answer for this. But what is the benefit? Chazal tell us, you know why Hashem put a woman besulim? As an insurance policy.
Where's this Gemara?
Right here.
Oh,
right here, as an insurance policy, that a woman should not be mezane, because if she does not have the besulim when she gets married, then the husband's going to throw her out, and she's going to be in a lot of trouble.
And therefore, if she fasts,
it keeps her. So now, what happens if you have an exception? A woman is born without besulim. A woman gets into
a thing?
I don't know, but let's say a woman gets into an accident. Rivka. It says that Rivka, yeah. she got into an accident when she came down from the camel and she lost her besulim.
Yeah.
She lost the besulim, and Yitzhak, when he married her, was very wanted to divorce her. Where are the besulim?
Yeah,
it says in the Medrash. And Yitzhak,
I think it says he was choish Eliezer.
He was choish that Eliezer was born her. He says, Imam, see, Yitzhak wanted to know,
I think
is
it's
this
called a Mukha 8?
Mukha 8, right. Yeah. Yitzhak, we went, she didn't have besulim. So he right away, you were mezane. And he
how
suspected.
To prove?
So they were able, they brought the birds. They went to the place where she had the accident. They went to the location. And the birds covered over the blood. And they were able to do forensic investigation. And they were able... Medrash says this. Yeah. Medrash in Parshas.
Told us. Chayisara.
They went and the birds, they buried the blood from the mice of the Mukas 8. And then they went and they retrieved the evidence. And Yitzhak was satisfied. So what do you learn from that Maisa?
Wow.
That when a man is with his wife, this is the test. And because a woman knows that she will be tested at one point in time, and she's going to have gahak tzaris if she doesn't pass this test, this keeps her from doing an avera. That's the reason why Hashem created besulim in a woman. That's the reason for this appendage. Unbelievable, yeah? So now, Mimela, what do you learn? Let's say you have a rare exception to the rule, where a woman, for whatever reason, does not have besulim. Doesn't have besulim because of an accident, because of some type of medical procedure, or because of avichveis, or because she's a very religious woman and she fasts. And when a woman fasts a lot,
how's the husband going to know?
Oh, so then, exactly. So before they get married, so he tells her, I want to let you know you're going to marry me, but you have to understand, I'm a Basulim. Don't go make a bilbul upon me. I want to let you know in advance. You know that I daven a lot, I fast a lot, or I had an accident, or I had a medical procedure, and that's why I'm a Basulim. So therefore, do you accept to marry me without coming and making, without going through this examination, when it's not going to be a problem? Of course. You're from a Yiddish home, you're a good person. Big deal. I believe you. I'm not worried about this. But what is she really doing? She's a phony. She's a phony. Really? She went and she did this technique in order that she should lose her basulim. You know why? Because she wants to fool around. She wants to fool around. And she wants to make believe that she's very religious. And she, when she gets married, she's going to tell her husband the reason why they're no basulim is because of all these different reasons. But the emes is she did this on purpose. She did this on purpose. She had the basulim removed so she can do averos and not get caught. So these type of people who are phonies, they destroy the world. That's pshat in the Gemara over here.
Yeah.
So basula tzal yonis. Rashi says tzal yonis.
She didn't say what you just said now.
Okay. Rashi, I'll read you Rashi over here. Rashi over here says tzal yonis ba'alas tefila.
You have another Magid Shir besides
no, I'm 47.
He does. Ba'alas tefila. Tzal yonis. Again, we say in davening, in the Kaddish at the end of Shon Esrei, at the end of davening, tiskabel tziloisehoin. The word siloisahain is the same word as prayer. And what does prayer have to do with anything over here? So over here, in the footnote, in the Masifta, because there's no Rashi on this, in the footnote of the Masifta, he explains, and the first thing he does to explain is he takes note that there's another girsa. And it's all totally the same, but the other girsa makes it a little bit easier, so I'll read the words over here. B'yushalmi ha-girsa b'sula tzamnis. Tzamnis, tzimnis. What does that mean? And there, the commentators there explain, I mean, a woman who does not have besulim. Uperish becarbonated, the commentary on the Yerushalmi. The word of the Yerushalmi comes from the word to fast. Tzoyim. She'ovdu besulecha machmas tzoyimais. The reason why she lost her besulim is because she has an eating disorder. She doesn't eat. She fasts. Okay, so when a person fasts, okay, I have to go talk to a doctor. It caused a woman to lose her psulim. The oisekain, why would a woman go and fast? Why would she fast in order to lose her psulim? Why would she go engage in this activity not to eat a good nutritious diet? Why? Why? Because she wants to lose the psulim so that she can engage in bad behavior and have an excuse and not get caught. Because if she did have the psulim and then she got married, she would be in a lot of trouble. She can say to her husband when she ultimately will settle down and get married, and the husband does not discover the basulim, she can say to the husband, the reason why I don't have basulim is shenoshu basulecha machmas hatzoyim, because of the fasting. The Ali days, so now she goes and she doesn't have a good diet and she doesn't eat, and the basulim fall out, and now she's not getting married for another 5 years. So during these 5 years, she can engage in behavior that is not proper. Not proper for a nice Yiddish tochter. The idea is that you chayil liznais kodem nisuera. Get the pshat? So now that's the Yerushalmi. Das gan the Yerushalmi. What about the Bavli? The Bavli doesn't say tzamnis. So I think over here he's trying to say is because over here it says to pray. It go together. Prayer and fasting, they're two sides of the same coin.
Nay.
Okay. Now we go weiter in the Gemara. The Gemara says the almana shovis. Vos made an almana shovis. Zok the hele grashi. Almana balas shechenas, a widow who hangs out by the neighbors. The word shoivavis is lashon of the shechenim.
So why is she destroying?
Her leches uvakeres shechenasecha tamid, because she all the lashon hara. She brings the gossip from one place to the next.
What does the Masifta say?
Masifta, this says over here balas shechenos chavtes. The Gemara is going to explain.
I think Rashi says
right. What does it say over here? Shaleches bevakesh shechinos atamid lamid uva aruch. It says over there. Shpeir shu meloshim teshuva shoymeres shasa teshuva v'loy tinasei oid ki hasheila ki hishila esnaf shel Hashem uva emes eli yocholam bekach shu shu rivir ha'davar Allah time. Okay, so there are two perushim over here. One pshat in our Gemara, Rashi says that she visits the neighbors too many times. Now he's not saying a pshat. I don't know what it means. I'm assuming it means one of two things. Either a woman who hangs out by the neighbors is going to eventually be nichshol and have an affair with the husband of her neighbors. A woman who stays at home the whole day, doesn't other men don't see her, so she doesn't get into trouble. If a woman is going to, an alman, she has no husband, and she's hanging out in her friend's houses, and then one day the friend is not there, and the husband walks in, who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
So if she hangs out too much, it's going to be a problem. Or it's not good to hang out, even if that's not the issue.
Lashon Hara.
You hang out at someone's house, you know, all the gossip, and you go in your gossip monger from going place to place, and you tell everyone, oh, you know what's doing in his house, what's doing in his house. Then he quotes another pshat, and this is a very, very fascinating hashkafic.
Tashrim
and Sora Lashon Hara. And then he says something that is very, very powerful, very interesting shot, which in society they talk about this a lot, and that is, can a person really, a healthy person, really, really remain single his whole life? Can a healthy male, a healthy female, a person has a Yetzirah? There's a limit to how much a person can force himself to control his Yetzirah. It's going to come out, he's going to have to satisfy his Yetzirah one way or another. That's just the mitzias.
What does that have to do with Alamana?
So this woman, so when it says, according to this parish, it means that she says she's never getting married. She's an Almana, and she makes like a shvua.
Never to remarry?
My husband, a young woman.
Never to remarry.
Never to remarry. Because, l'chvoid my husband, I don't want to ever remarry. She's a young woman, a very young woman. You can't do that, because a person, Hashem, there's a
who
human condition. He's in the Masifta, he says this, the Aruch says
even
this.
Even if she was once married.
Almana, it says an Almana. He quotes from the Aruch, Perishu miloshon teshuvah. What does it mean teshuvah? Shai Merish, he says, she also teshuvah v'loi tinase oid. I don't know what that means by that. I don't know what it means. She did teshuvah.
Sounds like a goyish thing.
V'loi tinase
a nun. I'm never going to marry another person. My first
all these
love.
Nuns. Okay, celibacy. How do you pronounce it? How do you pronounce celibacy? How do you pronounce that word?
Celibacy.
Celibacy. That's why the church only attracts the biggest morons. Because it's not shaykh. The whole concept of celibacy is not shaykh. That's what they attract morons there. So therefore, v'loy tinase oid ki hish'ilo esnafsho la Hashem. She has lent her neshama to Hashem. I'm not ever going to marry.
Like a nun.
And the Gemara, right, and the Gemara says that doesn't work like that. Hashem created a person that there is the Yetzirah, and there's a limit to how much a person can control the Yetzirah.
That's more to get very
and the Mela, what's going to...
That's by a woman.
And therefore,
imagine
she's
a
faker.
Sure.
Even worse.
Man is even worse.
Achas, kama, v'kama, ben, b'neshul, ka'al, v'chaymer. The Mela, Rishol, Zev Lobel, getting married this year.
No, that means even if someone's an almond... It's not good to be alone.
That's right.
Okay.
Over MS, any yecholam b'kachas shakibir.
Let me know what time the shmorgasbord.
Ucha shakibir hadavar, and when it's going to get ve'aleha, it says in the Aruch Ta'arim lachato, she's going to secretly do averos when no one is watching, and she's going to present herself as being a big tzadikas. She's a phony. The worst thing is to be a phony.
Yeah.
Unbelievable Gemara, huh? It's kedai to come just for this.
It's 20 after.
Vaita. A katan shaloi kalu. What does it mean? Shaloi kalu chadashav. Rashi zokti el Rashi. Doesn't say shaloi kalu Rashi. Come on, the Gemara is going to explain. Fine, the Gemara is going to explain later on. Come on, mafarish. It also destroys the world. The katan shal. I lost the place over here. One second. I lost the place. Let me find that place over here. Where go the place? Really? We learn the concept of yiras chet mibesula. We kibul sochar melmana. What does that mean? Yiras chet mibesula. Rabbi Yochanan shama lahu besula. The nafla apa. Rabbi Yochanan once heard a besula fall on her face.
She was davening. Yeah.
She was davening. She felt tachnon. Shamalahi Basula, the Nafalapa, the comment she said, Riboinoi Shaloilam, Borosa Gan Eden, you created Gan Eden, Uborosa Gehenim, Borosa Tzadikim, Uborosa Rishoim, Yirosa Milfanecha Shaloi, Yikoshlu B, Bine Adam, she said, I don't want people to be Nichshol, she was a beautiful woman, and she was afraid to walk in the street because if someone would see her, they would be mahar her, have thoughts of the Yetzer Hara. So Kibol, you know she was misspelled, she should become ugly.
Where does it say that?
Let's see Rashi. The Kibol Sachar Me'almana. That's very next piece of Gemara. That's the Gemara elsewhere says this pshat. That she Adam v'yifzadu b'gloria chalgam gan Eden v'yush again lamedal v'yon in the sifta. Okay. He doesn't explain over here. I remember one thing the shot in this Gemara is that there's a parallel to this Gemara where she's in the style and she become ugly. So no one should be nichshol in her. You have a mamash a pilia. But the what is the point? The point over here is that obviously that this woman is a psula. She's not married. She's not adaraba. She's not. It's not a concern. It's not a concern that she will secretly do averus. The fact that we're using a psula as a dugma. He's saying over here that the fact
but that's not the norm.
So he's saying it is the norm. That seems to be the Gemara's question. Yeah, you're speaking very good. I'm not clear what it means over here. But the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says that we can learn Yiras Chet mi Besula, the fact that he can use the Besula as a dogma to this, Rabbi Yochanan says Harel Mival is another one. Go back over the Gemara over here says. The Gemara says we Lamanu Yiras Chet mi Besula v'kibul socher mi almana. Yiras Chet mi Besula. Rabbi Yochanan Shama lahu Besul. The Nafal Apa v'kamer Ribbono Shlomo Barasa Ganim Barasa Yetzahar Ganim Barasa Tzadik Barasa Gesham. He Ratzam Lufnach Shlomo Yikash Lubi Bnei Adam. Kibul. Let's go weiter. Let's see a little more. Whenever you don't understand something, you go weiter. Kibul Socher mi Almana. What's the Ma'aseh with the Almana? The
He
Almana.
Rabbi
Yochanan saying this. Right. Rabbi Yochanan saying this. Almana. The Havai. The He Almana. The Havai Bei Kinishta. That's the point. Right. We're coming to the right. The point we need to hear is from the Almana. How could you say that the Almana? The almana who hangs around in the neighborhood, she is the mevale olam. But it says that the Adibere Kinishta, Bishvivuse, there was an almana who frequented, is that the right way you say it?
Yeah.
Who frequented the Beis Medrash, Kol Yoyma, Hava Asya, Kol Yoyma, Hava Asya, this woman came, Umatzla, Bei Midrasha, Rabbi Yochanan. Amalah, Rabbi Yochanan saw a woman came every single day to davening, so he said to her, what are you doing here?
So far.
Biti, loy beis akneses bishiv vusach. Amalei, Rabbi, v'loy schar pesiyoy siyeshli. Do you want to deny me the schar of walking to come to a beis akneses? So therefore, what do you see? So you see over here, there was such a woman who was not married. This woman, however you want to learn Pshat in the Gemara before, this woman fits that description. Either this woman made a shvua, she's not going to get married. Or this woman, she hung out with everyone. She hung out with all the people.
So what's the terrace?
So the Gemara says, Ki kama, going yochli basriti. That's the answer. Ein echanami, hai luchod v'hai luchod. Yochni name a person, yochni basriti. Rashi. What does that mean? Different time, woman Rashi, Gibra Maschil. Bnei Efel the Rashi before Rashi Bnei Adam Brat Sadikim Linchol Gan Eden Brat Rasham Li Rash Kenim Shloi Koshul Bnei Adam Lhafset Chalkam Aidei Al Yodai Mi Gan Eden Lish Kenim Bi Kiko Amar Mival Olam Kigon Yochni Bas Ritivi Almana Machashefa Haisa. You know who this woman is? You ever meet her?
She was a Machashefa.
It's a Machashefa Haisa. Uchshemagia Eis Leidas Isha. When a woman would give birth. She would cast a spell. She would go to hang out in the maternity wards and would say that they should not give birth. She would say, so she would go to the maternity wards and she would say, cast a magical spell, and the woman cannot give birth. And then she would go, Oi, you're not giving birth. You know what? I'm going to daven for you. What's your name? My name is Shendich. Whatever my name. No, he asked the woman who's in labor.
Yachni.
The woman who was in labor. She Yachni would ask the woman in labor. What's your name? I'll daven for you.
So she
goes and she makes believe that she's davening, and really she's just saying another magical spell in order to release. to release to release her.
V'leches,
a phony. Dime a dozen of these people. V'seres kishofecha. She would undo her magic.
Yeah.
Undo the magic. V'havla yosei. And then they would say pamachas. So therefore, they would say, "Oh wow, what a tzaddik is! If you need a bracha, you go to her. And once you go to her, what do you do when you go to her? You give her a tip." You give her a tip. Pamachas, one of them Hayulos Sacher Yoim Bibesa. There was a worker in her house. The Shama has Sacher called Hakishafim Miss Gashkishin Bichli Kimoi Shehavlad Mikashkish Bimeimoi. Ubo Pasach. She was doing the magic. I guess what it means over here is the Machashefa is. The machashefas, what she did was, she would go and she would take some type of utensil. There was a certain trick with the oilam al kichas atumah.
And it sounded like a child.
Right. She would mekashkeshim beklein in the utensil. She was bang. K'moy shavlad mekashkesh b'me'i'ayim. Ubo posach es magufa sakli. And then she went and he opened up the opening, then the cover of the utensil. V'yakashofim yatsu v'yavlad noilad. This was the technique. This was the magic.
And a child will come out of that kele?
No, the kishuf, the magic would come out. I don't know. He's saying over here that the person discovered her magic. She had some magical trick that connected with the oilam of tumah.
And this worker, a child would come out.
No, when she would do this trick, so she would cast a spell that would cause her not to give birth, and then she would go home, and she would do a trick, a magical trick with kishuf, with sorcery, where she would take a barrel, and she would put something inside, and they would bang it, and the banging was like the baby was inside, and then she would open up the lid, and then what's inside came out, and doing that caused the baby to come out of the mother.
But she did it in the house.
Kavanis, like a rebbe, yes, kavanis.
So she was somewhere else then.
Right, she knew, and there was a worker in the house that saw she was engaging in sorcery. We're describing over here the sorcery. The Yadu, Kibalas Kishamoisa, she was exposed. This woman was a famous woman in her day.
Okay.
Everyone thought originally that she was a halakha woman. And if a woman goes into labor, you go to her, you get a bracha, and everything is going
to
work out.
So when it turned out, it refers to
this type of woman.
What about Pasula?
But a regular, that wasn't relevant to Al Gemara.
No, it was relevant.
No, it seems like that wasn't part of the Gemara's Kasha.
It was relevant. He said that I knew a Pasula that was there.
No, that was just part of his whole memory. I don't think that was really relevant. The Gemara is quoting the entire memory. In the memory, we mentioned over the Pasula and the Almana. So we said an almana that hangs out in the neighborhood. So the Gemara, we say, what are you talking about? It's a gewalt gezach. It was a maestro, Rabbi Yochanan. He praised the woman, schar pesios. So what's so terrible? We're talking about a very specific woman. Women like this who are sorcerers. Women, there are a lot of women who are machashefas. Machashefas. They're not called a machashef for nothing. Next Gemara over here, fine. Next shtickle Gemara. What's the mashal kol chadashav? I lost most of the other. What is going to be a kaddish? You call it chadashav. Chacham targimo zet talmud chacham kan mevayet berabaisav. A kaddish means a kaddish bedas. It can be 80 years old, or it can be 60 years old, but he has no respect for his elders. A kaddish shloikol chadashav means he was never raised. He did not receive a chinuch of discipline to have respect for his elders. Talmud Chacham, Hanabai that kicks Birabais of Rashi, the Korle Katan Shle Kolo Chodoshav Alide Shayomov Miskachim, he's saying that it's a curse. If you don't have respect, the person's going to die young.
Let's end it with a good thing. Come on.
Rabbi, they're coming
to the wedding. Bye.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.